My name is Vanessa, and we are so happy you have come back to Believers Academy. This lesson, How to Be Filled with the Holy Spirit, will answer some of the questions you may have about a second experience with the Holy Spirit. You'll need to get a pen and paper to take notes as you study this lesson. At any time, you can pause or go back if you want to hear something again. Also, we have included additional study documents, such as a leader's notes and a quiz for yourself located on this page, ready for you to download. As we begin, it's important to know that the filling of the Holy Spirit is for those who believe that Jesus is Lord. Let's start with the scripture found in John 20:22. Then he, Jesus, breathed on them, the disciples, and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." This scripture assures us that it is God's will that every believer receive the Holy Spirit, because as believers, the Bible says we are his disciples. Who or what is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is God, just as Almighty God is God. He has worked with God since the beginning of time, and he continues to work with God and his family today. Throughout the Bible, the Holy Spirit empowered men to do things that human ability alone could not do. And Jesus himself was empowered by the Holy Spirit to heal the sick, open blind eyes, multiply food, stop storms, and even raise the dead. All of the miracles that Jesus performed required the power of God. When Jesus Christ was getting ready to leave the earth and go back to heaven, he told his disciples, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling all about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." This is recorded in Acts 1:8. What does the statement mean, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you? It means that Jesus was sending the Holy Spirit to live in each believer. Why? The answer is in John 14:26. Jesus says, "But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is, the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you." In other words, Jesus was preparing the disciples to depend on the Holy Spirit after he left. They were bewildered at the thought that Jesus would leave them. After all, for 3 years he had taken care of all their needs. He fed them, he taught them, he told them where to go and what to do. Now Jesus said he was leaving. Jesus wanted to reassure them of his care. So he said in John 14:12 and 13, "I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I go to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father." Jesus wanted them to know that through the power of the Holy Spirit working in them, they could take care of anything. It was so important to Jesus that the Holy Spirit come and work with his disciples. In fact, Jesus was willing to leave his friends so that the Holy Spirit would come to live in them. He said, "It is to your advantage that I go away," John 16:7. He called the Holy Spirit the Spirit of Truth and said, "He will guide you into all truth," John 16:13. Acts 1, 4-5 tells us what Jesus said. "Once he was eating with them, he commanded them, 'Do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift, as promised. As I told you before, John baptized with water, but in just a few days, you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit.'" You see, after Jesus ascended into heaven, the disciples and believers were in a room in Jerusalem waiting for the gift of the Father. They didn't know what to expect, but they trusted what Jesus had said, that something was coming. Then it happened. It's described in Acts 2, 1-4. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then, what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each one of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. So there was a second experience with God's Spirit. There was a sound like wind, and there was a strange sight, flames that rested on each one, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages that they did not know. What was the purpose of all this? First, God wanted them to have His Spirit dwelling in them to guide them to safety, to protection, to provision, and to fulfill their destiny in God. It's important to be filled with the Holy Spirit to bring the power of God into your life. You need God's wisdom, His revelation, and His power. The devil was defeated when Jesus rose from the dead. However, each of us must resist his lies, his deceptions, and his attacks in our own lives. We must reinforce Jesus' victory. Otherwise, the devil will take advantage of our lack of action and try to hurt us. We need God's power to be a force to back him down. Second, he wanted them to be witnesses. He wanted them to tell others the wonderful news that Jesus had paid for their sins and that there was no longer a barrier between them and God. In Jerusalem on that special day, there were many visitors who spoke different languages. God wanted his announcement to be made to each one in his own language as a sign that this message was from him. You might say, "I understand that and that's great, but why should I be filled with the Holy Spirit and speak in other tongues now? This is a different time and place." As far as the reasons to speak in tongues, there are several. Speaking by the Holy Spirit in a private language is just between you and God, and it's a holy experience. God loves you and he wants to talk with you. Another reason to speak in an unknown language is addressed by Paul in 1 Corinthians 14:2. He speaks mysteries. We say things in tongues that our minds have not thought of. That information is from God. Our tongues talk at the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and our spirits understand what is being said. That information moves from our spirits to our minds by the Holy Spirit as revealed knowledge. Now, we know something we do not know before. It could be information about God and your spiritual life. It could be directions about faith so you can please God. It could be a warning of what's to come so you can stay safe. It could be instructions you'll need in the next few minutes, days, or years. Now, another thing about praying in the Spirit is found in Jude 1:20. But you, dear friends, must build each other up in your most holy faith, praying in the power of the Holy Spirit. You can strengthen your faith by praying in the Spirit. Your spirit is uplifted, and as you allow your mind to receive from the Spirit, you are encouraged to depend on God and His Word to be your source. You literally have access to all the resources of God. So how do you get filled with the Holy Spirit? First, believe Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. Second, ask God to fill you with His Holy Spirit. When you ask, God will answer, and His answer is yes. You did it. Now you are filled with the Holy Spirit. Third, open your mouth and speak so the Holy Spirit can speak through you. There probably won't be lightning or thunder. God will not take over your body or mouth or your tongue. But you do have to speak. Remember Acts 2:4? It says they began to speak. The Holy Spirit gave them the words. It could be a sound or unusual word. That's it. Keep speaking and keep expecting the Holy Spirit to put the words there for you to speak. The fourth thing is to thank God for the Holy Spirit. He desires that you have access to His power, His abilities, and His wisdom and His help. The Holy Spirit will be with you to help in every situation that you ask Him. If you are a believer and you're ready to be filled with the Holy Spirit, simply repeat the following prayer after me in faith, and you will receive the Holy Spirit. My Heavenly Father, I am a believer. I am your child, and you are my Father. Jesus is my Lord. I believe with all my heart that your word is true. Your word says that if I will ask, I will receive the Holy Spirit. So in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, I am asking you to fill me to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit. Jesus, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Because of your word, I believe that I now receive, and I thank you for it. I believe that the Holy Spirit is within me, and for it, by faith, I accept it. Now, Holy Spirit, speak through me as I praise my God. I fully expect to speak in a different language as you give me the sounds. Now, begin to thank and praise God for filling you with the Holy Spirit. As you do, you will begin to say words and syllables that are unknown to you. Don't speak any more in your own language. Begin to speak the syllables that are on your lips. Remember, you have to use your own voice. God will not force you to speak. From this moment on, you are filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is your comforter, which means counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby. You can rely on Him in every area of your life. The Holy Spirit has been sent to teach you all things, to lead and guide you into all truth. You are no longer alone. The Holy Spirit is the Comforter who will live with you forever. That's the end of our study on how to be filled with the Holy Spirit. There is much more to learn about the Holy Spirit and His connection to you and to the Father. As you think about what you've learned, here are some things you can do to encourage your study. Determine the Holy Spirit's role in creation. List some things Jesus did on earth with the power of the Holy Spirit. Name 4 steps to receive the filling of the Holy Spirit. Hint, the last one is to be thankful. We have enjoyed learning with you in Believers Academy. Come back soon for the 3rd lesson in this series where we will find out what's next. Until then, go ahead and download the study aids and remember, Jesus is Lord.